The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know what that music means. It means that it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and our basketball recruiting and take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can tweet me directly at SamWebb77. You can email us at studio at WTK.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by Ann Arbor criminal defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. If you or a loved one are facing criminal charges, a police investigation, maybe you're seeking to expunge a criminal record, it's no better option than our friend Joe. Now, you hear Joe breaking down legal issues on these airwaves. He brings the same analysis and expertise to all of his clients and cases, which is why Joe is so highly reviewed by his clients and peers. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the Big House. You can also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. Again, folks, that's themichigandefenders.com. So I'm going to take a moment before I begin the recruiting roundup to let you know that I'm going to butcher this young man's name. And I was laughing at me. I got to preface it to say I know that this is probably wrong.
We could have worked on this together, Sam.
But I'm going to give it a shot. All right. So, and the reason why I mention it, because this is a top 247 prospect. Again, a guy who is, he's number 68 in the 247 sports composite, which is the aggregate. It brings all of the ranking services into account and gives you sort of an average. Number 68 on that list, number 83, according to our internal rankings, number 5 inside linebacker in the country from Mission Hills, California. Alamany High School or Alamany High School. Not quite sure how
you're in that. Trouble, Sam, if you can't get through the high school.
So, Nayafaye Tui Halamaka. Did I say that right? Tui Halamaka? I think I got it right, Ira.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Niufae Tui Halamaka.
That is your best effort. I applaud you for that.
Why am I mentioning
Push your luck.
Stop laughing at me, Ira. Niufae Tui Halamaka, because Michigan is suddenly in the mix for this top 247 prospect. Now, he cut his list of schools down to 5 last month. But Michigan recently entered that mix. And so this is, to me, an example when you talk about a recruitment where, Sean Nua can, out of region, not his position guy, but, feeling like, this is a race we need to try to run. This is a race that I feel like I can get some traction in. This is a race that in the past, I think they would be reluctant to spend the time on, especially when this guy has already narrowed his list to 5 schools. So, Arizona State, Notre Dame, Oregon, Stanford, and Texas. So, again, why are you getting in this mix? And yet they do so anyway with an offer that this young man's reaction to it is Michigan just extended that offer right here this week. And he said, I'm going to look at Michigan. I'm going to give him a chance. This is a quote. They're known for playing good defense. That's why I'm interested in them. Coach Nua and Coach Hilo are the coaches I talk with. Both seem like great guys. I'm looking forward to getting to know them and learning more about the program. A kid that was formerly committed to USC but decided to open things back up And, you know, you look at his top schools and it definitely seems committed to broadening his horizons. Only visit he has set up to this point is Notre Dame. But it's saying he is going to give Michigan a serious look. You know, he said his parents are going to go on all the trips with him. So they too can have a good idea of what it's like and help him decide what the best fit is. And, you know, making them feel comfortable is going to be a big part of this equation. And this is where I think Sean Nua is going to give Michigan a real shot in this mix. Again, one of the things that was talked about upon his hire was, you know, Michigan being able to, you remember back, it seems like forever ago when Jerry Montgomery was here, and Jerry was very open, very forward in saying, hey, I have some ties in the Polynesian community that will lead to us being able to get in on some prospects, you know, and recruited successfully and can cultivate some of those relationships. And we saw Michigan able to do just that. And it felt like that was going to be an avenue that Michigan was going to be able to go back down. And while you saw some dalliances there, ultimately, because you're talking about recruiting pretty much out of region, it was an avenue that Michigan didn't explore as much as I think, is my words, much as my gut tells me Sean Nua wanted to explore that. I think that's changing now. And I think that this is an example of that. So we'll see where it goes. I think most significant is here you have an out-of-region guy, non-position guy who's already narrowed his list, and Michigan jumping in anyway. I think this speaks to, you know, countering some of the narratives that emerged as far as defensive recruiting in the past. And we'll see where it goes. All right. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, you can always go to WTK.com, pull it down on the podcast. It's always uploaded before the end of the show. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be joined by our friend, get some baseball insight, Major League Baseball insight, Detroit Tigers insight from John Paul Morosi. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.